Many of you are no doubt familiar with Samuel Beckett's play, Waiting for Godot, or at least you know the title. In it, two friends, Vladimir and Estragon, meet day after day in a run-of-the-mill place to wait for the arrival of Godot. A withered tree stands nearby where they wait. The audience never really knows who this Godot is. He said he would come, and the two men believe him. All they really know is that they are not there when, that if they're not there when Godot arrives, they may get into trouble. So they sit and they wait, passing the time with dull, rather repetitive conversation. One lonely day creeps into another. Late in each day, a little boy comes to notify them that Godot will not be there today, but will come tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, tomorrow goes, and still they wait in vain. Occasionally, they speak of waiting no longer. Perhaps we should go. Yes, perhaps we should. But still, they sit motionless. The first act ends, Godot has not come. The second act begins, and the same conversations are heard again. They dangle on a string of hope which seems to unravel a little more with each and every day. The play ends. Perhaps we should go. Yes, perhaps we should. But the two men don't move. And the curtain drops upon them, and we leave them waiting. When Waiting for Godot first appeared on Broadway in 1956, Brooks Atkinson reviewed it for the New York Times. And he wrote this: "Faith in God has almost vanished. There is still an illusion of faith flickering, though, at the edge of this drama. It is as though Mr. Beckett sees very little reason for clutching at his faith, but is unable to relinquish it entirely." Since then, Godot has been a tremendously popular play. I think so because there are people who identify with Vladimir and Estragon. Many who resonate with that lonely, unfulfilled waiting that they exemplify in the play. Waiting for something in life. Waiting for something that never quite seems to arrive. A deeply felt yearning for a reality, a peace that's always anticipated, always just around the corner, but never coming to pass. If Beckett is right, and such hopeless waiting is the modern human condition, what does that say about us who gather here today? What does it say about our sense of hope in life? What does it say to us about Advent? For Advent is all about waiting. And usually we say it's about waiting for God. It is our conviction that this season is a reminder that we live between two comings of Christ. First, at a manger in Bethlehem, and the second, at the end of all things, when Christ will make the world right, will make the world whole again. We say that we live in an Advent time, a moment in history that is awaiting God's final gift of peace. But what if, just what if, instead of waiting for God, what if it is actually God who's waiting for us? What if God is the one who waits? What if we are sitting like Vladimir and Estragon, passively waiting for God to come and rescue us, but all the while, God's waiting for us. Waiting for us to get things right. Waiting for us to set aside our terrible conflicts. Waiting for us to make the world whole. Waiting for us to beat our swords into plowshares. Waiting for us to change spears into pruning hooks. Waiting for us to cease lifting sword against one another. Waiting for us to stop teaching war. What if it is God who's waiting? Our Jewish sisters and brothers offer an understanding of our role in the world which I think we can learn from. It's called Tikkun Olam, and it literally means repairing the world. This work is one of building shalom, building salam, building peace. But not a peace that's just the absence of war, rather a peace that's best described as the fullness of creation as creation is meant to be. A restoration of the universe to its intended wholeness. A universe at one with God and at one with itself. This is the work of Tikkun Olam. This is the work of repairing the world. Take note of what we're talking about here. We're not talking about waiting for God to intervene and to rescue us. Tikkun Olam offers us a call to stewardship, to ownership of the world, to take responsibility for the world, to enter into a partnership with the divine in repairing, to become, if you will, co-creators with God. A few years ago, while surfing the internet, I came across an excellent image of this concept. It's a website of a project known as Tikkun Olam Coexistence Track, a project that brings together Jews and Palestinians, men and women between the ages of 22 and 28, brings them together for 5 to 10 months to live side by side, to work side by side. On this site, there are a series of photographs of young people doing handstands. And the photos of these people were turned upside down. So it looked like, in the picture, they were literally holding up the world above their heads, supporting the world with their efforts. If Advent is a period of waiting, if we are in fact an expectant people, then what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for God? Or is God waiting for us? Is this sort of some divine standoff between God and us? Or is it an opportunity for an exciting partnership between the divine and humankind? Could be both. But today I want to invite you into an Advent that's spent in a time of waiting that's more than patience. Today I want to invite you into an Advent spent in active waiting. An Advent that doesn't just wait for God to repair the world, but that also takes hold of our lives and our actions. It's a time to turn the world, if you will, on its head. It's time for us to uphold the world. Now, I know that may seem overwhelming. It does to me. I know that in spite of all my hopes, all my desires, I certainly can't repair the world. At least not certainly on my own. The swords will remain swords. I know it. Spears remain spears. But just because I can't repair the world today or tomorrow, or maybe ever, Just because I can't repair the world doesn't mean I have to stop trying. It's an Advent lifetime that we're called into. It's an Advent lifetime that we're called to embrace. A lifetime of active working, active waiting for the day of peace, of shalom, of salam. And along with us, I dare say, God doesn't stop waiting either. Amen.